Seth Godin compares marketing to dating, to men dating. In his metaphor, a interruption marketer would put on their best clothes and go to the most popular bar. And at that bar, they would propose to every single woman until one of them finally accepted. And if none of them accepted, they would assume that they picked the wrong bar or they put on the wrong clothes, but they would never actually stop and consider their tactics. In contrast, a permission marketer would casually talk to women until finding one that he felt comfortable with. Then he would proceed to date her, getting to know her, and letting her get to know him, allowing the relationship to grow over time. Eventually, if successful, the relationship would organically grow to a place where marriage was actually an option. So these are Seth Godin's 5 steps to, quote, dating your customer. The first one is offer an incentive. You always want to offer something appealing. For example, authors offer a free ebook to people who subscribe to their newsletter. And number 2, offer a curriculum. With the attention of a willing audience, this is an opportunity to educate people about your company or yourself in a more intimate form. Number 3, reinforce the incentive. The sweetness of prizes wears off, particularly when it's continually the same unchanging prize. You keep giving the same thing over and over again. Instead, remind your audience that you actually appreciate them by taking the time to really think about what that incentive could be and what it should be and what people would actually want. Number 4, offer another incentive. In order to grow the relationship, you may need to request more permission. Perhaps you need their mailing address, or their input on future product ideas, or maybe you want them to promote you to their friends and their family. In those cases, you need to offer an additional incentive for each escalation. So for everything that you ask, you want to give something back in appreciation, in true, genuine appreciation. You don't want to assume that the first thing that you give covers permission for everything, because that permission wears thin. And then number 5, use the permission. By creating this personal relationship, you are more able to alter people's behavior. Over time, with proper appreciation and incentives, loyalty and trust are actually developed. This loyalty and trust can be leveraged into profits. A quick example. As you can imagine, computer companies benefit from users installing the most recent versions of their software. They may save money on not having to support older versions, and they are able to offer better applications and features as a whole. At the time of the book, Microsoft was selling Windows 8 for $70, which is actually kind of cheap for them at the time, as it used to cost hundreds of dollars to get the new version of Windows. On the other hand, at the same time, Apple had released their 10.9 Mavericks for free. Apple had basically done the same thing for 3 or 4 iterations before that and has continued to do so until today. For Apple, it's kind of a way of saying thank you, but it's also a way of saying we aren't Microsoft. It's also the reason 70% of Mac users at the time of the book were on the current version of the operating system, and why only 13% of PCs were using Windows 8. And of those, 50% were using the previous version, Windows 7. The truly frightening statistic, though, is that 25% of those people were still using Windows XP, and Windows XP was released 13 years before Windows 8. enjoyed this episode, please be sure to hit subscribe and maybe share it with someone else who might enjoy it. This podcast is brought to you by West Coast Branded Solutions. If you're in the promotional marketing field, or you're just looking for a way to improve your message, you can go to westcoastbrandedsolutions.com for more information.